The Pasuk in Eicha says, Kumi roni balaila l'roish ashmurois. And then the second half of the Pasuk is very famous. Shivchi kamayim libech nechach pnei Hashem. So this Pasuk means, Kumi roni balaila, get up and sing at night, at the beginning of the watches, l'roish ashmurois. Shivchi kamayim libech, pour out your heart like water in front of Hashem, nechach pnei Hashem. So this Pasuk is a heartfelt call to everyone to pour out their hearts about the Charban. Sinecha, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who wrote this, is advising us of the most opportune time and method to reach Hashem. But he says, sing, roni. This means rina, which is saying praises of Hashem, which is done from joy, as we've been discussing. How can this possibly be the way to daven when we are in such a sad and despondent state after the Charban and all the destruction and death that came with it, as Yirmiyahu HaNavi has been describing in full detail up till now in Eicha? Shouldn't the better word be Kumi Boichi Balayla, get up and cry into the night? But the truth is that the best method to approach a time of great darkness, when there is Hester upon him, Hashem seems to be hiding his face from us, and we're suffering and in pain, it's to try to approach Hashem with joy and praise. If we turn to Hashem with a joyous countenance, panim tzuvos, realizing our good fortune to be able to daven to Hashem and praise Him and recognize Him in this world, Hashem will turn to us and shine His countenance upon us. As Reb Chaim Volozhin explained to us, Hashem tzilacha al yad yiminecha, just as we turn to Hashem, Hashem turns to us, like our shade mimics us. And this will cause the gates of rachamim, mercy, and bracha to be opened and showered upon us. It's an important and foundational rule, it's a klal gadol, that the Shechina only rests upon us when we're besimcha. Ein ha-shechina shoira ela mitech simcha. Now we know, wherever the Shechina HaKadosha rests, it brings along with it bracha. Conversely, we find Chazal say, Basar anya azal aniyusa. Poverty follows the poor, or as the expression goes, the poor stay poor. Which means that one who is sad and despondent, is really a metaphor, one who is sad and despondent, which is the metaphor of poor, will suffer from more poverty, meaning he will lack the presence of the Shechina, and he'll remain stuck in his sadness. Interestingly, we know that in Adar, there is good mazel, and Chazal say that if one has a court case with a non-Jew, he should push it off until Adar, when our mazel is at its best. Maral explains that this is a direct result of Misha Nechnis Adar Marbim Besimcha. Since we are more joyous and besimcha during the month of Adar, therefore we're blessed with greater mazel and bracha. It's a direct correlation to our level of simcha. This is, in truth, an amazing segula, that whenever we are beset with a tzara, a dark, difficult situation, we should take time to contemplate all that Hashem does for us. No matter how bad our situation is, there is so much to think about that Hashem does for us. Mesil Shasham writes this in one place. He says, if someone is rich, he can be thankful for his wealth. If someone is poor, he certainly sees how Hashem finds ways to provide for him, despite his poverty. If someone is healthy, he should be thankful for his health. And if he is unfortunately sick, he should be thankful for the treatment and help that Hashem makes available to him. So if we were to engage in this and continue to think about it until it brings us to a level where we want to praise Hashem, we want to say Shira, we want to sing praises to Hashem. And this is very difficult when a person is in a hard situation. But if we were to go beyond ourselves and do that, we would be acting upon the divine prophetic advice of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. When a person is in great suffering, Kumi Roini Balayla. Get up and sing into the night meaning the darkness, the time of despair, the time when things are unclear. What the right approach at that point is to get up and to sing, and that will bring upon us this tremendous level of bracha and ashroes hashchina and all the blessing that comes along with that.